The beginning of Parshas Emor is all about the special halachos of Kohanim, and it's a little peculiar that it says here, Lo yikuchu karcha b'rosham, ufa'as zikhanam, lo yigalechu, uviv saram, lo yisutu sarates, the isser of karcha, and hashchasas peah, and seret lanefesh, because we know this is repeated elsewhere as a general isser. Why does it need for all Yisraelim, why does it need to be mentioned here, davka, about the Kohanim? So, there's a lot of different interpretations. Al derech hadrush have been given. Rav Sternbach, in his Tam Vadas, quotes that he heard from the Maral Diskin the following approach. These are all physical signs that are very very noticeable, right? If someone would shave their head or shave their beard or make special signs and etched into his skin, then they would be noticeably look different than everyone else. And he says, even, you look at some of the pictures, from different historical periods, there were religions where the priests would look different, they would shave themselves differently, and they would make marks in their skin differently, and they would have all kinds of tattoos and other things to show that they're different from everyone else, that they're holy, they're different than everyone else. So says the Maral Diskin, he says, no, that's not what a Kohen's supposed to be. You might think, this Kohen's supposed to be on the outside, look different than everywhere else. After all, he has big day kahuna. So that when he does the avodah, he wears big day kahuna, that special cover of the mikdash. But being a Kohen, the job of a Kohen, he says, the job of a Kohen is kisif se Kohen yishmo das v'tori yivakshu mipiha kimal Hashem tzavakosu, to teach Torah and lead Klal Yisrael. A leader is not important because of the outside signs. The Kohen shouldn't make him special by some physical mark on his body that shows that he's special and different than everyone else. Rather, how should he be special? Kedoshim, Yule, Elokehem. He should be special in his holiness in the inside. In his midos, in his hanhagos, and the way he walks, and the way he talks, and the way he interacts with people, and the way he carries himself, and the way he's makpid on himself. A Kohen has to be special on the inside because of what he does and what he believes in, what he stands for, and his character traits, and not on the outside. Likewise, in the Haftorah we read that when Yechezkel tells us the rules of the Kohanim, he says here, Uvetzeisam elechatzerech yitzonah, lechatzerech yitzonah, l'am yifshetu es bigdei hemash, or heimim ashorsim bam, v'nichu asam belishkos hakodesh, v'lovshu begadim achirim, v'lo yikachosam bigdeihem. When they leave the mikdash, they have to change and put on regular clothing. Rav Mendel Hirsch says in his Parish in Haftorah, why is this so important? He says this is not just saying they shouldn't do me'ilim, wear the big day kohanim inappropriately. That we know without this pasuk. What it means is when they go out of the mikdash, they shouldn't wear special clothing to show that they're special, to make them different than everyone else and on a higher madrega. Rather, they should wear regular clothing. Why? Because they're not special because of the clothing they wear, they're not special because of how they look. They have to be special because of how they act, because of what's on the inside, because of how they have the standards to which they hold themselves. V'lo yikachru sam v'gdeim, says Rav Mendel Hirsch. They shouldn't bring kedusha to everyone by having special clothing. They should bring kedusha to everyone by acting specially, by acting according to the ideals of the Torah and set an example. And setting an example for everyone else. And that's what the Netzim also says in his Hamikdavar. Says he's Medayik. Why Kadoshim Yulel Okehem? They should be Kadosh. Says they should be Kadosh for Hashem. They shouldn't be Kadosh for looking fancy. They shouldn't be Kadosh for looking special. They shouldn't be Kadosh for just being a higher social class. Says they should be Kadosh because they act in a way of Avodas Hashem. And they act with proper Midos. And they act with proper Akpada and Halacha. That's what makes them Kadosh. And I think that, you know, the Kohanim, this is a... always a interesting tension, right? Should the Kohanim look different than everyone else? Should they be special? Like in the old days, kings and nobility look different than everyone else? Should nowadays, you know, maybe the Kohanim don't fulfill as many roles as they did. Sometimes the Talmidei Chachamim fill the rules of Ketorim Vakshim Mipiyah. You know, should the Talmidei Chachamim be special because they wear different clothing, they have, special fancy things that show they're different from everyone else? So my Rebbe was always very makvid, Rav Lichtenstein, that he wore the same, he didn't wear jeans and t-shirt. But he wore the same suit and tie as a regular professional, and he didn't grow a longer beard than everyone else, and he didn't have anything special than anyone else. Rather, everyone knew he was special because of how he was machbid, and he was machbar on himself, and the bein adol makom, and the bein adol chavero, and the midos, and the way and the way he talked, and the way you could see how he felt the shechina above him in every dalet amos he walked. And that's ultimately, I think, what a leader or a kohen or a talmud chacham has to be: make sure that don't be relying on the crutch of being fancy on the outside, of making it look like you're special. Rather, be an example and lead people by actually being special on the inside, by acting in a way that comports to the ideals of the Torah and the highest levels of Avodas Hashem, and that way you'll set an example and influence everyone else.